Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. 6 Pakistani aircraft, including 5 fighter jets, downed by Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor, says Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh. Annual defense production of country soars to an all-time high of 1,51,000 crore rupees in last fiscal. Festival of Raksha Bandhan being celebrated with traditional fervor across the country. In US, thousands asked to evacuate in wake of fast-moving wildfires in Southern California. And Ramesh Budihal and Kishore Kumar become first Indians to reach semifinals of Asian Surfing Championships in Mahabalipuram. And now the news in detail. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed 5 fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Kathre lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said 5 Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and 1 AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail along with the video footage, he said they have downed at least 5 fighter aircraft and 1 large aircraft, which could either be an Elint aircraft or an AWACS aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns as well as SHAWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. None of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
The Air Chief Marshal informed that they were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which he added is the largest ever recorded surface to air kill that one can talk about. He also mentioned about attacks on Shehbaz Jacobabad airfield being destroyed by our missiles, where some aircrafts like F-16 were damaged.
We have indication of at least 1 AWC hangar and a few F-16s which were under maintenance there. Apart from these, the SAGW systems, mostly from fighter aircraft or from S-400, we have at least 5 fighters confirmed killed and 1 large aircraft, which could be either an Elint aircraft or an AWNC aircraft, which was taken on at a distance of about 300 kilometers. This is the actually largest ever recorded surface-to-air kill.
The annual defense production has soared to an all-time high figure of 1,51,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. The milestone represents a robust 18% growth over the previous fiscal's output of 1,27,000 crore rupees. Lauding the milestone, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh hailed it as a clear indicator of strengthening defense industrial base. In a social media post, the minister also commended the Defence Ministry's Department of Defence Production and other stakeholders. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 army jawans who were critically injured in the ongoing anti-terror operation in Akhal Forest area of Kulgam district have succumbed to injuries as the operation entered its 9th day today. The gunfight had begun on the 1st of this month. An army spokesperson from Srinagar-based Chinar Corps identified the slain soldiers as Lance Nayak Preetpal Singh and Sepoy Harmandar Singh. Police also said the intense explosions and intermittent firing continued last night from the encounter site as security forces tightened the cordon around the suspected places in the area. Drone surveillance and additional reinforcements have been deployed to cover the difficult forest terrain. In Maharashtra, the anti-narcotic cell carried out raids in Malad, Jogeshwari, Dadar and Navi Mumbai, resulting in the seizure of over 4 kilograms of mephedrone or MD, valued at more than 10 crore rupees. 5 individuals, including 2 foreign nationals, were arrested during the raids. Investigations indicate that the accused were involved in the distribution of the drug across various parts of Mumbai. The Election Commission has declared the EPIC number on the voter identity card shown by Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav during a press conference on 2nd of August as a fake document. The Electoral Registration Officer, ERO, of the Digha Assembly constituency, who is also the Sadar Sub-Divisional Officer, has directed Tejaswi Yadav to deposit the said voter identity card at the Commission's office by 5 p.m. on August 16. In this regard, the ERO of Digha Assembly constituency has issued a letter stating that the EPIC card displayed by Tejaswi Yadav had been thoroughly investigated. The officer said that the Election Commission has not issued any voter identity card with this EPIC number and that it is fake. Earlier, the ERO had issued two notices to Tejaswi Yadav in this matter, directing him to submit the concerned voter ID card. However, Tejaswi Yadav did not respond. Following this, the ERO of Digha took this action. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. The festival of Raksha Bandhan, celebrating the cherished bond between brothers and sisters, is being observed across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings and best wishes to all the citizens. The President said, "The holy festival promotes harmony and spirit of unity in the society and signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters." The President urged the countrymen to take a pledge to build a prosperous country where every woman feels safe and can actively contribute to the development of the nation. In Bihar, Raksha Bandhan is being observed with great joy and enthusiasm. People are visiting temples in huge numbers. The state government has provided women and girl students with free travel facilities in Road Transport Corporation buses today and tomorrow. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar conveyed a message of environmental conservation by tying rakhis to trees in the Rajdhani Vatika Park in Patna. He also planted saplings on this occasion. Mr. Kumar had initiated the observance of Tree Conservation Day on Raksha Bandhan 13 years ago. In Punjab, women and girls are tying rakhis to the brave soldiers of the Border Security Force at various places of Punjab border, including at the internationally famed Atari Wagha Joint Checkpost in Amritsar. More from our correspondent.
Women and girls are tying the sacred rakhis to the brave soldiers of the BSF at various places at Punjab border, including at the internationally famed Atari Wagha Joint Checkpost in Amritsar. Former Health Minister Punjab, Professor Lakshmikanta Chawla, who is celebrating the festival with the troops at the border for the last over 50 years, today also reached there with others to tie the sacred rakhi with gratitude. These movements remind that Raksha Bandhan is not just about sibling bonds, but about honoring the protectors of our peace also. The emotional moments were more like a silent promise to the soldiers that you protect the nation and we will always stand by you. Yesterday, hundreds of rakhis sent to the Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi from Amritsar as a gratitude for Operation Sindoor also. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on World Sanskrit Day, which falls on the occasion of Shravan Purnima. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Sanskrit is a timeless source of knowledge and expression, and its impact can be found across sectors." He added that over the last decade, the government has undertaken many efforts to make Sanskrit popular, which include setting up of central Sanskrit universities and Sanskrit learning centers. The Prime Minister today remembered and expressed gratitude to all the brave people who took part in the Quit India movement under the inspiring leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. The Prime Minister said the courage of those people lit a spark of patriotism that united countless people in the quest for freedom. In Uttarakhand, large-scale relief and rescue operations are being carried out in the disaster-affected Dharali Harsil area of Uttarkashi district. A significant number of rescue personnel are engaged in the mission, supported by aerial services, modern technology and equipment. So far, 775 people have been rescued. More details from our correspondent.
In the disaster hit Dharali Harshal area, rescue efforts for pilgrims and local residents are ongoing with the support of Army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration. Essential relief materials are being airlifted to the affected areas via helicopters. Additionally, all efforts are being made on war footing to restore electricity, water supply, healthcare and road connectivity. Army personnel are also working tirelessly to construct the Bailey Bridge at Limchagar. The health department is fully alerted in the affected areas with a team of specialist doctors providing medical aid to those impacted. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
State DGP Deepam Seth conducted a field inspection of the disaster-affected area and said that the priority is to find the missing people as soon as possible.
हरसिल में जहां से सर्च एंड रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन सारे कोऑर्डिनेट हो रहे हैं, जिसका स्थलीय निरीक्षण किया गया था, मौके पे जो स्थिति है, बचाव कार्य चल रहा है और जो एनडीआरएफ की, एसडीआरएफ की, आर्मी की जो टीम्स लगी हुई हैं, उनसे भी इंटरेक्शन किया गया और वहां किस प्रकार अगले फेज में उन्हें अपनी कार्रवाई निरंतर जारी रखनी है, ये एक बहुत ही चुनौतीपूर्ण ऑपरेशन है.
A pilgrim who came from Maharashtra expressed gratitude to the army and the state government for this.
गंगोत्री से आते समय पहाड़ गिर गया था, लेकिन इधर के सरकार ने हमारे बहुत घर वालों से जैसी सहायता की, समय पर खाना, समय पर चाय, में ठंड से बचने के लिए कंबल, पानी, बाथरूम, टॉयलेट, सब एक नंबर बढ़िया से हमारा इंतजाम किया.
The India Meteorological Department has said moderate to heavy rainfall will continue today in parts of Delhi and NCR and has also issued an orange warning for rainfall for the day. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD Senior Scientist Dr. R.K. Jinamani informed that Pragati Maidan received over 100 millimeters of rainfall since last night.
Highest rainfall reported over Pragati Maidan, 100 mm. Also, Safdarjung Lodhi Road, Pusa, they have also reported 80 mm. The warning for Delhi, NCR mainly, we have given the rainfall will continue over Kashkai because there is a system over western Uttar Pradesh, cyclonic circulation very active, and also monsoon trough has shifted near to Delhi. Because of that, the rainfall will continue today. We have issued orange color for Delhi, NCR for moderate to heavy rainfall for today, also for Rakhi Purnima. And further, northwest India, it will be heavy to very heavy rainfall continuing over west UP, Haryana, Uttarakhand also.
Meanwhile, monsoon remains active in Himachal Pradesh and continuous rainfall across most parts of the state is affecting normal life. A report.
Due to heavy rain, rivers and streams are in spate and the rising water levels in dams have led to the release of excess water from several reservoirs. Landslides across the state have blocked one national highway and 399 other connectivity roads. In addition, 704 power transformers and 178 drinking water schemes are out of service. In light of the Meteorological Department's warning of bad weather, the state government has advised people to take precautions, avoid unnecessary travel and stay away from rivers and streams. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News.
Thousands of people are under evacuation orders as a fast-moving wildfire continues to rage in Southern California amid a major heat wave. The canyon fire, which erupted on Thursday, grew rapidly to about 19.4 square kilometers. Authorities said five zones are under evacuation orders in Los Angeles County, with about 2,700 residents evacuated and 700 structures affected. In sports news, Indian surfers Ramesh Budihal and Kishore Kumar scripted history by reaching the semi-finals of the Asian Surfing Championships in the open men's category for the first time. Competing in Mahabalipuram today, Budihal impressed in the first quarterfinal heat with a score of 14.84, beating Neil Sanchez of the Philippines. Kishore, competing in the final heat of the men's open, delivered a composed performance to place second with 10.5 behind heat topper Eduardo Alquiso of the Philippines. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Six Pakistani aircraft, including five fighter jets, downed by Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor, says Air Chief Marshal AP Singh. Annual defense production of country soars to an all-time high of 1,51,000 crore rupees in last fiscal. Festival of Raksha Bandhan being celebrated with traditional fervor across the country. In US, thousands asked to evacuate in wake of fast-moving wildfires in Southern California. And Ramesh Budihal and Kishore Kumar become first Indians to reach semi-finals of Asian Surfing Championships in Mahabalipuram. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.